Very quickly, we'll learn a tshuva in Yechaveh Da'at, Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Dalet. The days of Chanukah are approaching, so we'll touch upon Dine Chanukah, Siman Ayin Dalet in Chelek Aleph. She'ela, be'erev Shabbat shebimei Chanukah, ha'im efshar le'adlik nerot Chanukah b'bayit ve'achar kach lalechet לבית הכנסת להתפלל מנחה עם הציבור, או עדיף להקדים תפילת מנחה לפני הדלקת נרות חנוכה, ואפילו כשאין מניין מתפללים, ויצטרך להתפלל מנחה ביחידות. The question that is posed on ערב שבת of חנוכה, that will be already the first day of חנוכה, is already going to be ערב שבת. And so the question is, can we light the נרות חנוכה at home? Thursday night. So I think it's Thursday night, right? So the first day of Chanukah is going to be Erev Shabbat. And so right away, this is Lemaaseh. And so the question is, can you light the candles of Chanukah at home and then come to Beit HaKnesset to pray Mincha Betzibur? Or it's better to pray Mincha first before you light the candles of Chanukah, and even if it means to pray Beyachid? So Rav Ovadia, in this very short Teshuvah in Yechaveh Da'at Chelek Aleph, brings both sides, and he comes with a maskana. So let's see. B'sefer Orchot Chaim u'bakol bo katvu, ha-minhag le'adlik nerot Chanukah bebet ha-knesset ben tefilat mincha litfilat arvit. U'be'erev Shabbat madlikim kodem tefilat ha-mincha lifnei she'itpalelu ha-kahal. The kolbo, the Orchot Chaim, from the Rishonim, they say, although normally the lighting of the candles is between Mincha and Arvit, in Shul as well, but on Erev Shabbat, first we light the candles before the Tzibur is going to pray Mincha, which is right before Kabbalat Shabbat. V'chen katvu Rabbeinu Meir ha-Me'ili b'sefer ha-Me'orot v'Rabbi David Abu Darham, other Rishonim as well, v'chen pasak ha-Meharshal b'tshuva. And the Meharshal, Rabbeinu Shlomo Luria, also is posek like this. You know, Rabbeinu Shlomo Luria, his yortzeit is this Shabbat. This Shabbat, last Shabbat was Meharsha, and this Shabbat is the Meharshal. Yudbet Kislev is his yortzeit as well. And he was the great uncle of the Ari HaKadosh. Hu haya hadod hazaken shel ha'Ari HaKadosh. And he passed away in the 1570s. He was a great man of halacha and Talmud, of course, the Meharshal, wrote Yam Shel Shlomo, wrote Chochmat Shlomo on the bottom of the Meharshal. You'll find it in the back of every Gemara, you have the Meharshal on top and the Meharshal on the bottom. And one is this Shabbat and one is this Shabbat. Very interesting. A lot of stories also, you know, when he heard how his young nephew, the Ari HaKadosh in Tzfat, is making wonders, at first the Meharshal, who was back in Poland, in Lublin, of Poland, he wasn't so happy with what he heard. You know, what is this? What's going on here with my great nephew? He's making all these miracles. Ma korepo? And the Ari HaKadosh had to convince his great uncle that, don't worry, this is good. This is not nothing you should be scared of. He sent two talmidim, Rabbi Chaim Vital and Rabbi Shmuel Serug. He sent both of his two great talmidim to visit the Meharshal, to show them the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh. And they came, and there's stories about the whole visit, and they sat with him, they taught him the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh. The story goes that the whole room lit with light when they were teaching the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh, and he was convinced, and he was very happy with that. So that's the Meharshal, Alav HaShalom. He was not known for Kabbalah. It could very well be that he was, and the fact that they taught him the teachings of the Ari and he was able to make a hachra'a that shows that he knew Kabbalah. But he's not known for that. He's known more for his halakha, for his piskei halakha, shelot u'tshuvot. He was a harif gadol. In one sentence, he writes volumes. Meharshal, chokhmat shlomo, yam shel shlomo, and shelot u'tshuvot meharshal. So he is posek, the Meharshal is posek like this also, that on Erev Shabbat also, you light the candles, and then you do mincha, like many people do. ונראה הטעם שמקדימים ההדלקה של נרות חנוכה בערב שבת לפני מנחה. What would be the reason for this, the סברה? מפני קדושת היום שהיא ממששת ובאה. Shabbat is coming in. וחששו פן תדחק השעה בסיום תפילת מנחה, שאז יהיה קרוב לזמן בין השמשות. If you're going to wait with the candles of Chanukah till after mincha, normally people pray mincha, you know, close to shkia. So if you're going to wait with it, maybe mincha will finish late by ben hashmashot, and then you lose the mitzvah. You can't light the Chanukah. לכן הקדימו הדלקה לפני מincha. ולפי זה נראה שמנהגם היה שכל יחידי הקהל היו מקדימים להדליק נרות חנוכה בביתם בערב שבת עוד לפני תפילת מנחה. We see that this is a minhag from a long time ago. והרמה בדרכי משה, the Rama brings the words of the Kolbo, and he writes שכן כתב מהריל, ואין אנו נוהגים כן, the Rama says. That's a big חידוש. Usually you have the מהרשל and the מהריל for the Ashkenazim. That's very big. But the Rama says, אין אנו נוהגים כן, אלא אף בערב שבת, מדליקין בין מנחה לערבית. Between מנחה לערבית. אלא שמכל מקום נראה שבבית אפשר להדליק נרות חנוכה תחילה ואחר כך להתפלל. The Rama was talking about בית כנסת. But as far as lighting at home, you can light at home and then come to מנחה. That's the first side of the coin. אולם הפרי מגדים כתב שבערב שבת בבית יתפלל מנחה גדולה ואחר כך ידליק נרות חנוכה. The Pri Megadim says, no, no, no. You have to first pray מנחה גדולה, and מנחה, right, מנחה, and then to light the נרות חנוכה. שאם יתפלל מנחה אחר כך נראה כתרתי דסתרי. Because if you're going to pray מנחה after the lighting of the candles, it looks like a contradiction. What does the Pri Megadim mean? What's the contradiction? כוונתו, he means, משום שתפילת המנחה נתקנה כנגד קורבן התמיד של בין הארבעים. מנחה, that we just prayed now, is corresponding to the תמיד, קורבן התמיד של בין הארבעים, of the afternoon in the בית המקדש, as the גמרא עם ברכות says, and as the Rambam tells us. והדלקת נרות חנוכה, זכר לנס שנעשה בנרות בית המקדש. Now the lighting of נרות חנוכה is a commemoration of the הדלקה of נרות in the בית המקדש, where the נס happened. וההדלקת המנורה של בית המקדש צריכה להיות אחר הקרבת התמיד של בין הארבעים. In the בית המקדש, the sequence of events was, first you did the קורבן התמיד של בין הארבעים, and we say this every morning, in Abaye, הווה מסדר סדר המערכה, only after תמיד של בין הארבעים, then you have the הדלקת הנרות, כמו שדרשו חזל בפסחים מהמקרא, as we learn from a פסוק, לפיכך, based on this, לעולם צריך להדליק נרות חנוכה אחר תפילת המנחה, you have to always light the Chanukah after the Mincha. Chen katav Rabbi Shmuel Abohav, huvhu devarav bibirkei Yosef, chen katav Rabbi Chaim Palachi, b'sheilot u'tshuvot lev chayim, ur'e b'keren le'David, binyan shelomo, v'lachen sover ha'pri megadim she'af be'erev Shabbat, therefore the Pri Megadim holds on Friday also, you have to do your best to first pray Mincha, and then light the Nerot Chanukah. Now, it's mashma, Rav Ovadia says, from their words, even if it means you have to pray mincha b'yichidut. It's so important to pray mincha before adlakat nerot. It sounds from the words of the Pri Megadim and the Chida and Rabbi Chaim Palaji, even if there's no minyan, so you'll have to pray mincha b'yichid, so be it. However, אולם הגאון בעל שני לוחות הברית, השלה הקדוש writes, שבערב שבת ידליק נרות חנוכה, ואחר כך ילך לבית הכנסת להתפלל מincha בציבור. השלה says no, pray mincha betzibur, even though you're lighting before. And he writes, af al pi shebederech klal nachon leakdim, tfilat mincha nelerot chanukah, even though it's true that it's important to light before mincha, but be'erev shabbat minhag ha'olam leadlik nerot, chanukah techila, ve'achar kach holchim lebet ha'kneset leitpalel betzibur, kedei shelo lehafsid mitzvah tfilah betzibur she'erkah gadol me'od. If the only tefillah that you have with tzibur of mincha is going to be after you light, then that's important not to lose. Therefore, Rav Ovadia comes out with the halacha, lefichach. Therefore, im hu motze ben akel, minyan mitpalelim mincha mibeod yom, if you find a minyan, Zat Hashem will try to have a minyan, yeah? To have a minyan for mincha gedola, itpalel ita mincha, ve'achar kach yelech lebeto leadlik nerot chanukah, that's the best way. To pray mincha and then to light. אבל אם אין נמצא בנקל מניין שמתפללים מבעוד יום, but if you don't find such a minyan on ערב שבת,
אל יתפלל מנחה ביחידות כדי להקדימה להדלקת נרות חנוכה. Do not pray מנחה ביחיד, אלא ידליק נרות חנוכה תחילה, אחר כך ילך לבית הכנסת להתפלל בציבור. והשם יתברך יעשה עמנו ניסים ונפלאות, כשם שעשה לאבותינו בימים ההם בזמן הזה, ונזכה להדליק נרות המערכה בביאת משיח צדקנו בבניין בית מקדשנו, כמו שרמזו המפרשים, משיח, איז ראשי תיבות, מדליקים שמונת ימי חנוכה. אמן, כן יהי רצון. רבי חנניה בן עקשיא אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.